各位主所爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
愿神的慈爱常常与大家同在。
May God's peace be with you always.
今天再一次我们在线上安息圣日，在大家在家里一起来纪念遵守安息日。
Again, we are each at our own home to observe this holy Sabbath online.
今天下午我们的讲题是为主做守望的人。
This afternoon, our topic is the watchman for the Lord.
我们看以西结书第三章十七节。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17.
以西结书三章十七节。
Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17.
人子啊，我们一起读啊，在家里也可以一起读。
Let's all read together.
一二三，人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人。
Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me.
今天下午的讲题就从这一节出来。
So our topic comes from this verse.
神跟以西结这样说。
God told Ezekiel,
我现在要立你做以色列家守望的人。
I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel.
首先，我们要强调一点。在圣经里面常常用守望者来形容先知的角色。
The first point I want to emphasize is that in the Bible, it often used the role watchman to describe the role of a prophet.
到底什么，为什么需要有守望的人呢？
So why do we need a watchman?
因为守望的人要负责两件事情。
A watchman is in charge of two things.
他要常常警醒地去观看有没有危险。
They have to be vigilant towards danger.
那如果有危险的话，就要大声地吹号角，警告这条村或者整个城市的人。
If they identify danger, they have to blow the trumpet to warn the whole villagers.
因为很可能下一页说危险随时都会来到。
Because danger can come any time.
以当时的情况来说在一个田里面有一个人要看着这些农作物。
In the ancient times, in a farm, there would be a person in charge of watching over the crops.
你可以想象那个农作物快要收成了。
Can you imagine when the time of harvest comes?
如果收割之前有贼来把它偷走，偷割了，把它拿走了。
If thieves come in and then steal all the crops,
哇，那他们可能下一季吃饭都有问题啊。
Then they would probably have problems sustaining their daily bread.
可能会饿死。
They would starve to death.
那一个城市里面也需要有一个守望的人。
In a city, you also need a watchman.
那敌人如果很远的地方来到。
So when the enemy come from afar,
守望的人马上吹角，要大家赶快把城门关起来。
The watchman would blow the trumpet quickly so that people can close the city gate.
不然的话，危险进来他们就被侵略。
Otherwise, when the enemy enters into the gate, then they would be overtaken.
因为随时可能都会有危险的事情发生。
Because danger can come any time.
那守望的人就要预早来警告。
The watchman has to warn people quickly.
当时以色列百姓得罪神。
At that time, the people of Israel offended God.
但是很多人还是傻傻的。
But a lot of people, they were still foolish.
以为我们日子还过得很好，没有什么问题。
They thought that their lives were still pretty good and there was no problem at all.
他们不知道神的愤怒、神的审判已经快要来到了。
They didn't know that God's wrath and judgment would be coming soon.
所以先知要提早把这些警告的讯息告诉百姓。
So prophets have to warn the people in advance.
说不定他们听了会改，会让自己的行为有不一样。
And perhaps after they have listened to the messages, they would change their ways.
下一页，我们来看以赛亚书二十一章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 21.
二十一章第六节。
Chapter 21 verse 6.
以赛亚二十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 21 verse 6.
二十一章第六节。一起读，一二三。
Let's all read together.
主对我如此说：“你去设立守望的，使他张手看见的述说。”再一次，神告诉以赛亚：“你要设立守望的人。”
Here, God again told Isaiah, "Set a watchman."
其实每一个文化里面这建筑物都有守望台这种东西。
In fact, in every kind of architecture, in every culture, there is the concept of watchman.
全世界。从太空上面都可以看得到的建筑物，就是 中国的万里长城。
A very obvious architecture is the Great Wall of China.
啊，那它万里长城做什么的呢？
And what's the wall for?
就是古代啊，中国要防守啊，那些边外的、塞外的这些敌人。
It's for defense against the enemies outside of the city in ancient China.
每一个塔上面呢都是有守卫，每天在那边守望。
So every tower was placed a watchman in it to keep watch.
下一页就是因为有敌人呢，或者是有贼啊会来偷啊。
Because they want to defend against their enemies and thieves.
所以他们一知道有危险了，马上吹角。哦，这个角一吹，很远很远，大家都知道准备要打仗了，或者是门赶快关起来。
So when they notice danger coming, they will blow the trumpet, and everybody would get ready for war and close up the city gate.
那今天属灵上面呢，我们也会遇到很多的敌人。
Today spiritually, we will also encounter a lot of enemies.
其实我们的敌人就是属灵空中掌权的恶魔魔鬼。
In fact, our enemies are the spiritual, the authorities in the spirit.
他会用各种各样的方法破坏我们的家庭，破坏我们的教会。
They will use all kinds of methods and strategies to destroy our faith and our families.
如果没有守望的人呢？他已经来到门口了，那个时候就太迟了。
If we don't have watchmen to warn us, by the time we notice them, they will already be at the door.
那第二个原因，为什么需要守望的人？
The second reason for us to need a watchman.
因为要宣布复兴的时候。
Is to announce the time of restoration.
好，我们看以赛亚书五十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 52.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚五十二章的八节。
Isaiah chapter 52, verse 8.
一起读，
Let's all read together.
听啊，你守望之人的声音，他们扬起声来，一同歌唱，因为耶和华归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。哇，早上我们读了第七节，这时候。传福音。
In the morning, we read about verse 7 about preaching the gospel.
其实啊，传福音的人也是守望的人。
In fact, those who preach the gospel is also a watchman.
因为你可以想象，如果一个城市被围困了。
Can you imagine if a city is sieged?
但是守望的人看到很远的地方有救兵来，要把那些围困的兵打走。
And the watchman saw from afar people coming to rescue them.
所以他会吹角告诉大家不用怕，我们会得到拯救，我们会安全。
The watchman would blow the trumpet to tell people, "Don't worry, help is coming, and we will be delivered."
先知的信息啊，不是只有骂人啊，或者是传警告哎。
The messages of the prophet is not just for rebuking or warning people.
在我们读先知书里面要注意，总是有一些福信的信息，有一些盼望。
When we read the book of prophets, we have to take note that there are messages of hope and restoration.
所以这个以西结很长哈，但是大家要抓住两点：神的警告，还有神的盼望。
So the book of Ezekiel is very long, and we need to take note of two points: God's warning and God's hope.
好了，那我们现在来看看啊，到底今天谁是神的守望者呢？
Now let's see who are God's watchmen today.
我们可以分好几种角色来谈一谈。
We can divide this into many different roles.
Next slide 啊，第一，如果你是家长，你就是家里的守望者。
First, if you are parents, then you are the watchman of the family.
你孩子还小啊，很多东西不懂。
Your children are still young, and there are a lot of things they don't know.
那你当然要负责保护他。
So of course, it's your responsibility to protect them.
你负责供应他食物。
It's your responsibility to provide them food.
但是属灵上有一样更重要的。
But spiritually, there's something more important.
家长一定要站在比较高的角度，属灵的角度去看你家里的情况。
As parents, spiritually, we have to stand on higher ground to observe the status of our family.
如果你没有从高的地方看啊，你看不到问题。
If you don't look down from a higher ground, you're not going to be able to identify problems.
你看不到危险。
You're not going to be able to notice danger.
我的家里的孩子很好啊，啊，学琴、学跳舞，什么都学，成绩也很好啊。
You think your children are doing very well? They're learning dancing and they are excelling academically.
大家都说是很优秀啊。
And everybody seems outstanding.
但是如果你从属灵的角度看，就不一定那么满意。
But from a spiritual perspective, you might not be so satisfied.
如果孩子心中没有神
，If your children don't have God in their heart,
不喜欢聚会
，and they don't like to attend services,
不喜欢祷告
，they don't like to pray,
那他有问题了，魔鬼会找上他。
then they do have a problem and Satan will go for them.
那里要提早要传警告，要做点什么呢？
So you have to warn them early on to do something.
第二点，这里说你就是你配偶的守望者。
Second, you are the watchman of your spouse.
如果你有结婚，你就是属于你配偶的，你的配偶也属于你。
If you are married, then you belong to your spouse and vice versa.
如果没结婚呢，比较简单，管好自己就好了。
If you are not married, it's easier. You just look after yourself.
你有结婚，代表你的有另外一半在外面，就是另外一个人是你的一半。
But if you are married, then your better half is out there.
如果他出了任何的问题，那就是你的问题。
If he or she encounters any problem, it's your own problem as well.
那你跟他是一体的。
Because you are one.
所以你肯定。 如果他睡着了，你不能睡着，你要守望着。
So if your spouse falls asleep, you have to stay awake because you are the watchman.
这是属灵上来说的。
This is spiritually speaking.
所以你是你配偶的守望者。
So you are the watchman for your spouse.
再来，如果你是教会的负责人啊、圣职人员啊，你就是教会的守望者。
Next, if you're the council member of the church or ministers, then you are the watchman for the church.
因为这是神的群羊啊，神把它交给你啊。
Because God has entrusted His flocks into you.
啊，那是你有责任去看好他们的。So
you have a responsibility to keep watch over them.
你没有守望，哦，在打瞌睡，在放松。If
you don't keep watch and you yawn and you doze off and you relax.
这个豺狼来把羊都偷走了，你都不知道。Then
wolves will come in and steal off the sheep and you wouldn't even know it.
那在审判的时候，主说问你。 啊，我把教会交给你，为什么那么多信徒流失？为什么那么多羊被偷走
？And the time of the Lord judgment, He will question you. I've entrusted so many flock into your hand. How come, a lot of them went astray?
为什么教会聚会的人越来越少
？Why is it that there are less and less people coming to attend services?
哦，那守望者有责任呢。
So as watchmen, you have responsibilities.
你不能说哦，不关我的事。
You can't just say that that's none of my business.
你就是守望者。
You are the watchman.
再来，宗教教育老师也是学生的守望者。Next,
the religious education teachers are the watchmen for the students.
主耶稣把几只小羊交给你带。The
Lord Jesus has entrusted His little sheep into your hands.
有没有教好
Have you taught them well?
有没有做好榜样？Have
you set a good example for them?
这些都是要。 常常思考的问题
All these are something that we should reflect on.
下一页，整体来说啊，我们要学习以西结，知道神立我们是做一个守望者。
So as a whole, we really need to learn from Ezekiel, and we know that God has appointed us to be watchmen.
还有呢，是灵魂的守望者。
And we are watchmen of souls.
好，那既然守望者那么重要，我们来谈谈，那到底守望者有什么责任？
So since watchmen are so important, let's talk about the responsibilities of the watchmen.
还有怎么样才可以做好这个守望者的角色？
And how do we take up this role of the watchmen?
好，第一点。
First,
守望者绝对第一样最重要的就是不能睡觉，他要警醒，警醒再警醒。
The first and foremost important responsibility of a watchman is to remain vigilant and never fall asleep.
因为一个守望者啊。 通常都是在晚上或者大家休息的时候，他还是要在那边站岗。
A watchman typically have to stand guard in the night when everybody else is asleep.
尤其是天黑了。Especially
when the dusk comes.
大家都睡觉了。And
everybody starts to fall asleep.
很安静啊。And
everything is so quiet.
你也很想睡觉。And
you also want to sleep.
好，来想说我也眯一下，五分钟而已，没关系。You
also want to doze off for 5 minutes.
一睡可能就不止五分钟了。However,
once you doze off, it's not just going to be 5 minutes.
敌人可能就看你睡觉的时候，他就来。And
enemies will come to attack while you sleep.
所以守望者的责任就是不能睡觉。So
the responsibility of a watchman is not to fall asleep.
要警醒的来站岗。But
to keep vigilant.
我们看诗篇13篇。Let's
turn to Psalm
13篇的第三节。13:3. 13篇的第三节。
Psalm 13:3.
13篇第三节。
Verse 3。
耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死啊！哇，我觉得这一节好像打醒我们一样的一个警戒。
This verse is a wake-up call for us.
属灵上来说呢，我们要向神祷告。
spiritually speaking, we have to pray.
我们不能沉睡。
We can't fall asleep.
当然如果你不是守望者，你睡觉你不会死。
Of course, if you're not a watchman, if you sleep, you're not going to die.
但如果你是守望者，你在睡觉。
But if you're a watchman and you fall asleep.
我们看电影都知道啊，那些坏人要进来啊。 通常都先制服那个守望的，先把他杀掉，然后再进去里面再抢东西，再什么的。
When we watch the movies, then we see when enemies attack, the first person they attack is the person that keep watch.
你灵里面沉睡，你自己先死掉。
So spiritually speaking, if you fall asleep in the spirit, then you will die in the spirit.
再来，你所看顾的人可能也会属灵上也会死。
Next, those who are guarding will also die spiritually.
我们看主耶稣基督吧，他在面对十字架的时候。
Let's look at the Lord Jesus when he was facing the cross.
他知道他面对人类最重要的一场战争。
He knew that he was facing the most important battle for humankind.
就是十字架。
Which is the cross.
他知道他一定要面对这个十字架。
He knew that he had to face the cross.
但是他的肉体很害怕。
But in his flesh he was afraid.
他的心是想要去的。
In his heart he wanted to face the cross.
但是他的肉体是想要跑。
But his flesh wants to run.
因为有肉体就会有痛，有痛就会怕。
Because when we are in our flesh, then we can feel pain, and pain will make us fear.
像我们每个人都知道，信耶稣很好啊，死了今天果啊。
All of us know that to believe in the Jesus, the Lord Jesus is good, and it will take us to heaven in the future.
但是你问信徒，你怕不怕死？
But if you ask believers, are you afraid to die?
哦，大家都是怕死。
All of them will say yes.
好危险啊，现在啊，不要出去买菜啊。
Now it's so dangerous, don't even go out to get groceries.
不要散步啊。
Don't go out to take a walk.
不要跟人家讲话啊。
Don't talk to other people.
那为什么我们会这样子？
And why are we this way?
你不是说去天国很好吗？死了去天国啊。
Don't we know that going to heaven is so wonderful?
我们软弱嘛，大家肉体都会怕。
Because we are in our flesh and we are weak and we are afraid.
主耶稣知道我们软弱。
And the Lord Jesus knows we are weak.
主耶稣也曾经软弱。
And he was also once weak.
至少是肉体上软弱。
At least in his flesh he was.
但是他用警醒来面对这个软弱。
But he used his vigilance to overcome his weakness.
软弱害怕就祷告。
When he was weak and afraid, he prayed.
当你没有其他办法的时候就祷告。
When there was no other way, he prayed.
所以当一个守望的人啊，最重要还是祷告。
So as a watchman, the most important thing is to pray.
我们看马太福音26章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章的41节。
Chapter 26 verse 41.
马太福音26章41节。
Chapter 26 verse 41. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
守望者的角色就像主耶稣一样。
So the position of a watchman is just like the Lord Jesus.
祷告吧。
Pray.
你越害怕越祷告。
The more scared you are, the more you should pray.
那什么时候要警醒呢？
And when do you have to be vigilant?
当一切很安静，好像很平安的时候，要警醒。
When everything is quiet and calm and appear to be safe and sound, you have to be vigilant.
门徒都睡着了，因为觉得没有问题啊。
The disciples all fell asleep because they thought that there was nothing wrong.
很安全呢。
Everything was safe.
如果你觉得很危险，你会睡得着吗？
If you feel danger around you, would you fall asleep?
睡不着的。
Of course not.
你以为很安全，其实不安全。
But you thought that everything is safe, but in fact, it's not.
当信徒啊，生活在很平安的环境，就更要警醒。
When members live in complacency, we should all the more keep vigilant.
像这次的这个疫情啊，其实是神要我们警醒的一个敲醒我那个闹钟啊。
Just like this pandemic, it's actually God trying to wake us up.
因为平常大家太平安了。
Because we are all living in such a complacency.
只是想要去哪里旅游。
We all think about where we want to travel.
吃什么餐馆。
What kind of food do we want to eat?
你去我家，我去你家。
And I go to your house for a visit, and you come to my house.
怎么把家里弄得漂亮啊，把那弄得更好一点。
We try to decorate our house to become more beautiful.
所想的都是世界。
And we think about nothing except the things of the world.
都是娱乐。
About entertainment.
好了，这一次疫情什么都没有了。
But after this pandemic hit, then we lost so much.
神要我们醒过来。
God wants us to wake up.
主耶稣快来了。
The Lord Jesus is coming.
有没有醒过来呢？ 有没有觉得这个是个闹钟呢？
Have you been awoken by this pandemic as if awoken by a clock?
第二点。
Second point.
作为一个守望者，要随时留意观察。
As a watchman, you have to observe always.
还有呢，要看看有没有任何的异样的状况。
You have to pay attention to detect unusual conditions.
有没有这边有什么怪的声音？哎，要去过去看一看啊。
If there is some strange noise over there, you have to go check it out.
这里为什么有点光光的样子，亮亮的？是不是有人躲在后面？过去看一下。
If there's a light shining from a direction, then you have to suspect whether somebody's hiding in there, and then you go check it out.
你不单只要醒着，你还要用眼睛看。
Not only do you have to keep awake, you have to observe with your eyes.
不是醒着发呆。
You don't just stare blankly
也不是醒着玩手机
into the space or playing on your cell phone.
你要了解身边随时会不会有什么奇怪危险的样子。
You have to pay attention to your surroundings.
我们看箴言的27章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言的27章23节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 23.
一起读啊，箴言27章23节。
Let's all read together.
箴言27章23节。
Proverbs 27 verse 23.
你要详细知道你羊群的情况，留心留料理你的牛群。这里圣经说，我们要随时留意观察你所守望的对象。
Here it says we have to be diligent and always know the state of those that you are keeping watch for.
你不要觉得哎呀，反正都一样，没什么。
Don't think that it's all the same, nothing will happen.
啊，这里有几样我们要观察的。
And here we have a few points that we must observe.
第一，你要观察你的配偶有没有异样的行为或者是表现。
First, you have to pay attention to your spouse to see if there are any unusual or strange actions.
有一些信徒很单纯的。
There are some members that are just very simple.
我老公没问题，他是个信徒。
My husband is also a member. I don't have to worry about him.
哎呀，我老婆我很了解，她不会，她不会怎样的。
I understand my wife so well. Nothing will go wrong with her.
结果呢，发生事情了，哦，已经不能挽回了，才发觉怎么我都不知道。
But then things went wrong to the point that there is no return, and they would lament on how they could not have known sooner.
太单纯，以为没有问题。
This is to be overly simple, and they thought that nothing would ever go wrong.
无论是先生，无论是太太啊，在外面其实可以遇到很多的引诱。
Whether you are husband or wife, you will be faced with so many temptations out there.
或者是男人坐在电脑面前啊，都会有引诱啊。
Or even for men, as they sit in front of a computer, there are temptations.
啊，女生啊，啊，在手机里面呢，也可以跟那些其他的人啊，来开始勾搭上啊。
And for women, even just playing on your smartphone, you can actually get to know strangers and hook up with them.
你要留意你的配偶有没有异样的情况出现。
So you have to pay attention to your spouse for any unusual activities.
譬如说呢。
For example.
你的先生平常不打扮的，不注意的，结果最近呢，哇，整天照镜子，哇，又烫头发，然后又买一些年轻的衣服，你知道是不是要做怪了这个人？
If your husband never pay attention to his appearance, but all of a sudden he start to dress up, he start to take care of his hair, then you have to know that something is up.
当然你要先观察，不要说传道说你做怪啊，要先观察。
Of course, observe first. Don't jump into conclusion saying, "Oh, the preacher said that you are doing something wrong."
常常看手机，那你一过去，他就把它翻过来。
If your spouse is checking on their phone all the time, but as you approach, they turn it off quickly.
以前你有密码，现在你知道那个密码也进不去了。
In the past, he or she would give you the password, but now the password is not working anymore.
有可疑，有可疑哈。
Then you have to be alert.
对不对？还有生活作息的那个时间不一样了，常常跑出去，常常说我要加班。
And also, if their daily routine has changed, your spouse is often out and said that he or she's working overtime.
哎，你要谨慎啊！你不要等到长期变成个常态，你才来问。你一开始一样，你就要问到底怎么回事。
You have to be careful. Don't let this become a habit before you actually inquire into it. You have to ask questions early on.
有一次有一个弟兄。
There was one time a brother.
看到他的太太。
He saw his
跟他的太太讲。
He told his wife.
啊，老婆，老婆，那我今天也帮你 pack lunch 了，明天啊，那个我也帮你准备好午餐了。
Dear, I will pack lunch for you tomorrow.
因为都是老公煮饭，老公帮老婆带午餐啊，他老婆也有上班。
Because his wife was also working, and it was custom for the husband to prepare lunch for the wife in that family.
老婆就说了, honey, 老公不用了, 明天不用那个帮我配午餐了。
And his wife told him, it's okay, you don't need to prepare lunch for me tomorrow.
诶, 老公觉得很奇怪。
And husband found this strange.
为什么明天不用午餐? 你平常那么省钱, 你每天午餐都是我帮你配的, 为什么明天不用?
He knew his wife was very frugal and wanted to prepare lunch themselves instead of eating out, but all of a sudden she didn't want him to prepare lunch.
他就很calm了,就问他,哦,为什么?你约了人吗?
And he asked his wife, how come you don't want me to prepare lunch? Are you going to lunch with someone?
他说,对啊,我约了人,约了同事吃饭。
And what the wife said that, yes, I am going to have lunch with my colleague.
那个先生就问了,
and the husband asked, Is the colleague a male?
对呀, 你怎么知道?
And she said, yes, how do you know?
哦, 我猜到了。
And he said that I took a good guess.
啊, 当然不是他们有什么事情发生。
Of course, nothing happened between the wife and the colleague.
只是那个男同事约她单独去吃饭。
It's just that the colleague asked her to go to lunch with him alone.
所以先生都知道, 哦, 这个男同事想要跟她单独吃饭。
So the husband knew that this colleague wanted to have lunch with his wife alone.
那就跟他太太讲。
So he told his wife.
不是说你不可以跟异性有任何的交通吗?
I'm not saying you cannot have any interaction with the opposite sex.
单独的跟异性同学出去吃饭啊，不是很好的事情。
But for you to go to lunch with a person of opposite sex alone, it's not very good.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave foothold for Satan.
下次这种事情还是要避免。
Next time when this happens, you have to avoid it.
对啊，要随时的注意有没有任何的异样啊。
So you have to be vigilant of anything unusual.
那你的儿女也是一样。
Same with your children.
你不要太忙自己的事业、自己的工作，甚至圣工，忽略了观察你孩子的情况。
Don't be too busy with your work or even holy work to the point that you neglect observing or pay attention to your children.
最近呢，因为这个疫情的关系啊，大部分的时间啊，所有的孩子都是关在家里，父母也关在家里。
Recently, due to the pandemic, most of the times, children and parents they all stay home.
啊，那我们现在的每个人呢，其实精神上都很紧张了。And
now we are all quite tensed up.
那我跟教会一位弟兄啊 ，Daniel Chu 弟兄请教啊，他还跟我分享一些资料，下一页。And
I asked for some advice from Brother Daniel Chu, and he shared some information with me.
他说我们要做父母要观察，在这段疫情期间，孩子有没有一些特别奇怪的表现。
He said that as parents, we have to observe whether there are any unusual symptoms or behaviors from our children during the time of pandemic.
有可能是因为你作为自己父母的太紧张了，然后你把这个 stress， 你把这个压力啊也转嫁给你孩子。
Very possibly because as parents, you are too nervous and you pass this anxiety onto your children.
那孩子呢，或者青少年呢，对压力的反应跟大人不太一样。
And children or teenagers, they respond to stress in a different way.
好，那我们要注意什么的情况呢？
So what do we have to pay attention to?
第二点呢，比如说你的很小小的小朋友啊，如果特别哭的厉害，或者是很容易的就闹，代表他有一些问题啊。If
the children are younger and if they have excessive crying or irritation, then you know there's a problem.
或者是呢，有一些已经本来戒呢这个撒尿啦，戒了在床上尿了，结果呢突然间呢又尿床了，哎，可能他压力。 很大。
Or if they have already stopped bedwetting and they actually resumed it, then they are probably under a lot of stress.
或是你看到这些青少年孩子啊，常常都很忧心、很担心，说哦，这个会不会怎么？会不会死啊？会不会怎么样呢？
Or if you see your teenagers being excessively worried or sad and being anxious about whether they're going to die.
或者是呢，有一些不健康的饮食习惯，或者是呢，睡眠习惯。
Or they have developed unhealthy eating or sleeping habits.
该吃的时候不吃，不该吃的时候乱吃零食。
They eat while they're not supposed to, and they eat a lot of junk food.
晚上睡不着，都睡白天的。
And they cannot sleep during the night, and they sleep during the day.
这个都是心中压力的一种表现。
Or these are symptoms of stress.
还有呢，下一个，有一些青少年呢，表现得很容易会生气，很容易会觉得哇。 好像很愤怒，很不开心。
Also, some teenagers would act out a lot, and they get very easily irritated.
这跟压力有关。
This also relates to stress.
还有呢，在学校表现很差。 虽然最近都有网课，但是呢不想去上啊，是在避免不想交功课。
Also, they may perform poorly at school, even though they're online classes, but they try to avoid those online classes.
还有呢，没有办法集中精神。
Or if they have difficulty concentrating.
因为他有压力啊，所以他就整天打电动啊，上网啊。
Because they're stressed out, so they play video games or they play online all the time.
那种东西好像毒品一样。
All these are just like drugs.
你越用它，你就没有办法集中精神做别的事。
The more you use them, the more difficult it is to concentrate on other things.
所以这是恶性的循环。
So this is like a vicious cycle.
还有呢，对你之前觉得有兴趣的活动，比如说打球啊，出去跑步啊，现在怎么没兴趣了？都窝在家里，都宅在家里。
Also, they may lose interest to activities that they enjoy in the past.
这个也是一种压力，心中压力的表现。
This is also a symptom of stress.
还有呢，哇，突然间头痛啊，这里痛那里痛啊，或是皮肤痒啊，这个也有可能是压力的影响。
Also, they have unexplained headaches or body pain, or they might have skin itchy, and all these can also be symptoms of stress.
最后呢，开始喝酒啦，吸毒啦，这个也是有一些人面对压力的方法，那其实是错误的。
Lastly, some people face stress by using alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs. This is wrong.
所以你是做父母的，你要当你孩子的守望者。
So as parents, you have to be the watchman of your children.
如果你孩子有这种表现，你青少年也好，小朋友也好，这种表现，你要去辅导他，也要去开解他。
If your children exhibit these symptoms, whether they're teenager or younger children, you have to help them and guide them.
那怎么守望呢？
So how do you keep watch?
下一页告诉我们呢。
Next slide tells us.
如果是因为疫情的关系啊，你就好好跟你孩子讲。
If your children are exhibiting problem because of the pandemic, then talk with them.
你不要以为他什么不知道，他感觉到你的焦虑。
Don't think that your children know nothing. They can feel your anxiety.
你跟他讲这个不用担心，这个可以预防的。
Talk to them. Tell them that don't worry. This can be prevented.
还有呢，就算有一些人得到，也是会好。
And even if you contract the virus, most people do get better.
你不要说很紧张啊，哇，会死啊，会死啊，整天会死啊，挂在嘴巴，哈，他听了之后，他就觉得整天快死了。
You don't just freak out yourself and keep saying, "We're gonna die, we're gonna die." When your children hear it, they think they're gonna die.
连出去走个路，你都说会死，很害怕。
Even when you go out and take a walk, you talk about dying to your children.
你要当他守望者，你不要让他太紧张。
You have to be their watchman. Don't arouse too much anxiety in them.
要告诉他说其实是安全的。
Tell them that they are safe.
我们是安全的。
Reassure them.
我们是有神的帮助啊。
We are safe because we have the help of God.
只要我们多祷告，神会看顾我们。
As long as we pray more, God will look after us.
下一页告诉我们，你要做守望者，要怎么做呢？
Next slide tells us what we should do as a watchman.
不要整天这个新闻呢，从早到晚在放。
Don't just keep playing the news all day long.
让他听到一些很负面的消息。
And people will be exposed to negative stories all day long.
更重要的，你作为一个守望者啊，你每天有 regular 的，要固定的给他调时间表，什么时候起床，什么时候做什么，陪他一起。
The most important task as a watchman is to keep up with a regular routine to try to keep your children into a routine.
还有呢，每天呢，一家人出去运动一下，晒晒太阳，走一走。
Every day, the whole family would go out and bathe under the sun and take a walk.
该睡的时候睡，该吃的时候吃，该家庭聚会的时候家庭聚会，该网上见线上聚会的时候就一起。
Sleep at the time when you're supposed to sleep. Eat at the time when you're supposed to eat. Observe services online together as a family.
感谢神啊，我们这个 BC 省现在的情况也比较缓和。
Thank God, the pandemic in BC is actually not very serious now.
那政府呢已经决定要第二阶段呢要慢慢开放一些商业，还有一些群聚的这个行为啊。
The government is already planning for second stage of reopening.
那我们教会呢也已经有计划，要局部的、慢慢的按照政府的规定来开放。
And our church is also making plan to gradually reopen for services in the chapel.
到时候就可以见到弟兄姐妹了，就可以在很安全的情况之下聚会了。
And at that time, we can see our brothers and sisters again, and we can observe service under safe conditions.
你的情绪哦，影响你的孩子。
So your emotions will affect your children.
你的情绪也会影响他们的信仰。
Your emotions will also affect their faith.
作为一个守望者很重要。
So as a watchman, you play an important role.
不要不紧张，但是也不要过度紧张。
Do not be too relaxed, but do not be overly anxious either.
好，我们讲第三点，怎么做一个守望者。
So third point about what to do as a watchman.
我们要把神的话吃进去。
You have to eat the word of God.
我们看以西结书的第三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3.
三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
一到三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
一起读，一二三。
Let's all read together. Moreover, he said to me,
"Son of man, eat what you find, eat this bread and go, speak to the house of Israel." So,
verse two.
于是我开口，他就使我吃这数卷，又对我说：“人子啊，要吃我所赐给你的这数卷，充满你的肚腹。”我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。哇，这里说，原来做守望者之前。你先要把神的卷，神的书卷吃进去。
So here it tells us that before you become a watchman, you have to first eat the scroll of God.
因为我们刚刚讲了，守望者是要把神的话讲出来啊。
We've just talked about being a watchman needs to preach out the word of God.
那你没有神的话，你怎么讲
？So if you don't have the words of God in you, how do you preach it out?
但是神这里用一个动作，有一个象征的动作，在灵里面让以西结看到一卷书。要叫他把它放到嘴巴里面。
Here, God utilized a symbolic gesture that, in the spirit, He allowed Ezekiel to see a scroll.
然后吃进去。
And He asked him to eat it.
所以神不是说你要听我讲话而已。
So God didn't just say that you have to listen to me.
你要吃进去。
But you have to eat the words.
什么叫做吃进去呢
？God, what does it mean by eating it?
其实神要用。吃东西整个过程来代表一个人要怎么领受神的话。
In fact, God wants to use the process of eating something to symbolize how we should listen to the words of God.
怎么来接受神的话
？And to accept the words of God.
我们有时候以为听神的话就是接受神的话。
Sometimes we think listening to the words of God means accepting it.
其实不是。
But it's not.
听只是一部分而已。
Listening is just part of it.
你听了不等于你接受了神的话。
Listening doesn't equate accepting.
我打个比方。
Let me use an example.
有些时候我看到有些弟兄姐妹信了几十年。
Sometimes I saw brothers and sisters that have come to services for decades.
有时候听了很多道理啊。
They have listened to so many sermons.
真的，他什么都听，也喜欢听这个听那个，上网听一大堆。
And they love listening to sermons. They even go online to listen to them.
甚至参加讲习会。
And they also attend Bible seminars or other seminars.
有一次一整个礼拜，圣经讲习会结束了。
There was one time there was a whole week of Bible seminar that just ended.
大家灵修很高了，已经灵修一个礼拜啊。
And everyone was at the height of their spiritual cultivation after one week.
好，他们说结束了神训班了。我这是成人哦，不是小孩子哦。我说现在都是成人神训班。
And I was talking about the adult theological seminars.
那这些姐妹们啊，就觉得我们要去某某商场逛一下啊，因为已经在教会一个礼拜了，我们要去，大家也带一些外地来的同龄啊，出去那个商场逛一下。
And the sisters were talking about going to shopping mall to check them out, and they wanted to bring some visiting members, visiting students to go there.
就后来传回来消息给我。
And then I heard about this.
这些刚灵修完的出去的信徒在停车场啊，跟别人啊，不是我们教会的人，为了停车位啊吵架，在当场的吵起来。
That those members who just finished one week of seminar.And went to the shopping mall. They engaged in a fight with other people in the parking lot.
想说每天祷告一两个钟，听道理听那么多，到底听到哪里去
？They pray every day for 2 hours, and they listen to so much teaching. So have they accepted them?
这个就是我们。
This is us too.
不是没有听，但是没有进去。
Not because we don't listen, but we haven't absorbed them into our hearts.
没有真正的吃进去。
We have never really eaten it into us.
这里有吃东西的步骤。
Here, I've laid out the steps of eating something.
圣经第一，神说你要开口，你要把它吃。
First, God said, "Open your mouth."
第二节啊，开口啊。
In the second verse, it says, "Open your mouth."
你不开口怎么吃？
If you don't open your mouth, how do you eat something?
好了，开口才放得进去嘛。
So open your mouth, and then you can place the food in it.
只要打开耳朵，你才把它听。
This means that you have to open your ears to listen.
但是打开口不是吃的全部。
But opening your mouth is not the entire eating process.
你想想看，你吃饭要做什么？要咬啊。
Think about what you do when you eat. You have to chew.
把它 break down， 把它变成小块一点的，才能够吞的。
You have to chew to break down your food so that you can swallow it.
所以这个咬的过程啊，就是问问题，就是在开始思考了。
So the chewing process equates to asking questions, which means you are thinking.
没有问问题啊，这代表你根本都没有在听。
If you don't ask questions, it means that you are not really listening.
你要反复把它咬碎，把它想，哎，这个字为什么是这样讲？
You have to chew it repeatedly and think about why the teachings are this way.
所以圣经说啊，什么动物是洁净的呢？
So the Bible say what kind of animals are clean.
要分蹄的，再加上可以反啄的。
Those who have split hoofs and those who chew.
早上我讲错了，猪是有分蹄的，我搞错了。传道良提醒我啊，猪是有分蹄，但是没有反啄，所以不洁净，不能吃。
In the morning, I made a mistake. And my wife reminded me that pigs actually have split hoofs, but they don't chew.
啊，那不反啄，就是它不会把食物再拿出来再咬一次啊。
They don't chew backward, which means that they don't spit the food out to re-chew them.
你听了没有再拿出来想，就等于没听。
And that's why they were unclean. So if you listen to the words of God, but you keep listening, but you don't think.
如果你把这个礼拜听的道理哦，整天未来五天都拿出来想，你会得到不一样的感受。甚至我没有讲的，你会想到一些感受。
But if you take the sermons you heard this week and you rethink them over and over next week, then you will have a lot of your own reflections. You will even have reflections on the things that I didn't talk about.
因为圣灵在里面帮你。
Because the Holy Spirit in you will help you.
好了，再来，咬完叫做吞呢。
Next, after chewing, you have to swallow.
吞就是你要去接受它。
Swallowing means accepting.
Okay, 我无论这个我喜不喜欢，我都吞下去。
Whether I like what I heard or not, I have to swallow them.
有时候这个是硬的啊，警告你一样啊，我要接受。
Sometimes, the word sounds like a warning to you, and it's hard to accept, but you still have to accept them.
好了，进到胃里面了，哇，跟那个胃酸呢，给它更进一步消化了。
So now that the food has entered into your stomach, you have to digest it.
啊，你再把它再深度一点的思考，为什么这样讲，对我有什么帮助
？This means to think about it in a deeper level.
哦，那再进去就开始吸收了，进到肠里面吸收养分了。
And next step is that is a step of absorbing.
哇，这个就代表什么
？What does this mean？
它已经神的话已经不是在圣经上，已经变成你思想的一部分。
This means that the words of God are no longer in the Bible, but it has gone into your heart and become part of your concept.
已经吸收进去了。
You have already absorbed them.
变成你的价值观了。
Has turned into part of your concept.
也影响，最后就会影响你的行为。
And in the end, it will change your behavior.
它变成一种力量，变成一种营养，好改变你的行为。
It will turn into nutrition, which is a kind of power that will make you act differently.
改变你的容貌。
It will change your countenance.
吃什么东西啊？那个脸上又反映出来了。
We know that whatever we eat, it will change our face.
你吃得很健康，你的脸色就很好看。
If you eat healthy, then you will glow.
对，我觉得神叫以西结你要好好吃这个树菌。
So God told Ezekiel to eat the scroll.
下一页就是说，好像一个像一个牛排一样啊，真正把它咬进去，吃进去。
The next scroll, the book, is just like a piece of steak. We have to eat it.
好了，那吃完之后味道怎么样呢？
So after you have eaten it, how does it taste?
我们看三章第三节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 3.
最后一句说，我吃了就觉得其甜如蜜。
The last sentence it says, so I ate and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness.
大家有没有觉得说神的话语很甜呢、啊？很舒服，读的时候让你感觉到非常好。
So God's words are sweet and they make us very comfortable when we read them.
如果你感觉到神的话的甜呢、啊，你会继续想吃多一点，继续想读多一点。
If you feel the sweetness of God's words, then you will want to know more. You will want to eat more.
你会早上也想听，下午也想听，晚上也想听。
You will want to listen to them in the morning, the afternoon, and in the evening.
但是如果你乱吃其他东西的，要小心了。
But if you eat other junk food, you have to be careful.
下一句话，下一页说，你吃什么就变什么。
Next slide, it says that you are what you eat.
这边左边那个很不健康的样子吧。
So the person on the left is he appears not very healthy.
很多 junk food 很多垃圾食物在里面。
He has eaten a lot of junk food.
右边那个人哇很健康。
The one to the right appears healthy.
所以这是完全是弟兄姐妹你的选择哦。
So this is completely your choice.
下一页有两条路你的选择哦。
A next slide it shows two paths, two choices.
已经大家关在家里已经快两个月了。
We've already been staying home for more than for almost 2 months.
请问你每天你的心灵在吃什么？
Let me ask you spiritually, what are you eating every day?
你花大量时间在做什么，在想什么，在看什么？
What do you spend the majority of your time at?
你有两个选择啊，大家是不是都是左边那些世俗的东西呢？
Two choices. The ones on the left are worldly choices.
我还没有加那些 social media 的东西上去哦，很多啊。这些只是 streaming 的东西而已，还有很多很浪费你时间的这些 social media.
I've only put some streaming services on it. I haven't really added social media on it.
右边呢，这个圣经已经泼灰尘了，啊，已经盖住了。那神就说 read me, read me.
To your right is a dusty Bible, and God wrote on it, "Read me."
So, 我们就要想一想，我到底在吃什么？我每天在吃垃圾吗？
So think about what you're eating every day. Are you eating junk food?
好，第五点。
Fifth point.
最后一点，做一个守望者要有勇气说出真相。
Which is the last point. As a watchman, you have to be brave to speak the truth.
我们看第三章的第七节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 7.
三章的七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
一起读，一二三。
Let's read together.
以色列家却不肯听从，因为他们不肯听从我。原来以色列家全是恶见心硬的人。第八节。
Verse 8.
看啊，我使你的脸硬过他们的脸，使你的轭硬过他们的轭。第九节。我使你的轭像金刚状，比火舌更硬。这里神就告诉以西结。
Here God told Ezekiel,
我差遣你去讲警告，但是我先告诉你了，他们是不会听的。I'm
sending you to warn them, but I tell you in advance that they will not listen.
很奇怪哦，有人就说了，神啊，你又叫我去，那你又告诉我他们不听，那你为什么要我过去讲呢？
This appears strange, and some people would ask, if you already know they're not going to listen, why are you sending me to warn them?
但是神有神的计划。
But God has His plan.
虽然整体上来说啊，他们是不会听的。
Even though as a whole they would not listen.
但是也许里面有一两个人会听啊。
But perhaps one or two out of the multitude would actually listen.
还有啊，虽然他们都不听。
Also, even though they don't listen.
但是以后把它写下来，以后下一代的人看到可能会听啊。
But write down the messages. Maybe the next generation will listen.
所以他们听不听已经不是你的责任了。
So whether they listen or not is not the responsibility of the watchman anymore.
再重复一次啊，对方听不听你劝，他会不会改，不是你的责任。
Let me repeat. Whether someone listened to your warning and whether they change their ways is not your responsibility.
你讲不是因为他会听。
You speak not because you expect them to listen.
你讲这是因为你有责任，神把这个责任交给你。
You speak because you have a responsibility that's entrusted on you by God.
他听不听是他的事。
Whether someone listens is up to them.
神已经把几个可能发生的事讲出来了。
God has already laid out a few possibilities.
我们看第17节。
Let's read verse 17.
一开始我们读了，这是神立以西结作为守望者，对不对？
So we've read this verse at the beginning when God made Ezekiel a watchman.
好，第18节。
Verse 18.
我何时指着恶人说他必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命。 这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。哦，这里讲了第一个 scenario， 第一个情况。
Here it talks about the first scenario.
我叫你去骂人，我叫你去警戒，你不好意思，你害怕，你没去讲。
When I asked you to rebuke and warn, and if you shy away from it, and you didn't do it.
好了，结果他死了。
Then the wicked man died.
神说你也要死。
You will die also.
因为你没有去警告他。
Because you failed to warn him.
所以他死，你有责任。
So you are responsible for his death.
哦，这个我们要知道啊，你是家长的，如果你不警告你的孩子。
We have to understand this. If you are parents and you don't warn your children,
他以后还是会死。
In the future, he will die.
但是你有责任。
But you are responsible.
神会追讨你的罪。
God will call for your blood.
你是教会的牧羊人。
You are shepherd over the church.
信徒违反神的话语，你没有勇敢去指出他。
And if the believers offend against the teachings of God, and you don't have the courage to rebuke them,
他以后死了，神也会救他你的罪。
In the future, they will die, and God will ask you to take account.
怕得罪人，怕不好意思。
If you are afraid to offend others, or if you are too shy,
那你要知道你以后的后果是什么。
Then you have to understand the consequences you will face.
就会跟他一样死。
You will perish with those in iniquity.
所以神要守望者要勇气讲出真相。
So as watchmen, you have to have the courage to speak the truth.
我已经警告你了，神是这样讲。
I've already warned you that this is what God says.
你听不听？随便你。
Whether you listen is up to you.
哎，那这个是第二个啊，十九节了。
And verse 19.
倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救了自己脱离了罪啊。所以说，如果你劝他，他不听，他死了，但是你自己就没罪了。
Here it says, if you warn the wicked and he doesn't turn from his wickedness, you will be delivered from your, you have delivered your soul.
你没责任了，因为你讲了。
You have no responsibility because you have already said your message.
所以他听不听不是你的责任，你的责任是要讲。
So just because they don't listen, it's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is simply to speak.
但是这个要很大的勇气啊。
But this requires great courage.
像大卫王，他犯了奸淫。
Just like King David, he committed adultery.
他是全国最有权势的人。
He was the most powerful man.
他已经杀了人了。
And he killed someone.
谁敢指出他的罪过？
Who dared to point out his mistake?
这是神差拿单先知去指出他的罪。
God sent Prophet Nathan to point out his wrongs.
你拿单先知有勇气。
Prophet Nathan was courageous.
就指出他的罪来。
And he pointed out the sins of David.
因为这样，大卫醒过来了。
And because of this, David came to his senses.
不单只救了他自己。
He not only saved himself.
也救了整个国家。
But he saved the entire nation.
不然的话，这个国家可能就灭亡了。
Otherwise, this nation will probably perish.
所以这个守望者太重要了。
So the watchman is so important.
但是他真的要很大的勇气。
But he must have great courage.
今天神在我们中间立了很多守望者。
Today God has set so many watchmen among us.
你就是守望者。
You are a watchman.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
91首。
91.